Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Brian Broaddus joining us on the BuyerSafety.com hotline from DallasCowboys.com here on Sean and RJ. And the other day, I just sent him a little message, a standing ovation, and he called me. He said, "What's that for?" I was like, "You just keep it honest, man. You spit the truth. Mm. It don't matter if it's your boy, if it's your worst enemy." He gave it to Kavanaugh, and I was applauding it over the running back Dak argument. So I just had to text over some props to him because he don't care. He ain't scared. You have no dogs in your house, do you, Brian Broaddus?
I sure don't. Appreciate that.
All right, so where do you stand on all this, like, seriously? And is it hard for an old school guy or someone who's been doing it so long to not want to include the running back on early downs and not want to hand it off versus throwing and all these new analytics? How much do you factor all this in?
No, I understand there's a place for numbers in the game. I just came from an era, and I'm not acting like that I'm Gil Brandt from the 1970s or any of that stuff. But, you know, I did grow up watching this football team play in the 70s. For 20 years, I watched this team play with running backs like Dwayne Thomas and Tony Dorsett and then Emmitt Smith competing against guys like that. You know, and I've been really fortunate to be around some great backs and great players. And it's really hard for me because, you know, I sit there and my job always as a scout and an analyst was to try and find the best players no matter what. And, you know, again, that was someone else's problem to pay them. You know, my job was to find them and try and build the team the best way I could. So it's really, really hard for me to understand the numbers the way they are because, you know, I get it for the game of baseball and things like that. I understand that. For football, I think it's a little bit different because, you know, to me, and Sean, I thought you made some really good points the other day when I listened to you talk about it is, you know, it's really about if you look at this trying to help the players around, trying to help the quarterback, trying to help the team win. And, you know, if you're going to sit there and say, "Oh, we're just going to throw the ball 40 times a game with whoever," you know, I don't think that's necessarily the right way to attack things. 40 passes doesn't always equal, you know, a win, you know. And
yeah.
I think that, to me, that's the problem I have. And I know you tweeted out a stat the other day about teams that get in the fourth quarter and then having to run the football. And I know this team won Super Bowls. Trust me, I was on the other end of some of those beatings we took with these Super Bowl teams when it was to score early and then protect the lead with a great defense and then with Emmitt Smith running the ball. So I think that allows you to do those things. I think that is also that, you know, with Ezekiel Elliott, he is an elite player in my mind. I think that he's the one guy that actually makes analytics guys think, well, maybe there might be something different here. You know, I mean, if we have to, as former scouts and analysts and all that, have to accept numbers, I think the analytics guys will say, well, wait a minute, there are certain players that make you pause when you start to talk about why you would do this or why you would do that. And I think there's some fascinating arguments to both sides of the story. But I also, like I say, I believe in trying to get the best players on the field. And I really, really believe in trying to help this quarterback the best I can.
You know, you bring up the running the clock out. Do you think this team tries that too early in the game? Like, they try to do it right out of half instead of waiting until, like, there's 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Well, they never get a big lead because the quarterback doesn't put them in a big lead. They play in a lot of tight games. Mm-hmm. I mean, 13 of their 16 games were 7 points or less. You know, they drafted Ezekiel at A to try and help Tony Romo, but actually he was a bridge player to help Dak Prescott his first few years. And now they drafted him also to protect this defense that it wasn't very good at the time, that didn't have, you know, the type of players and the quality of players that they have now. They, you know, if you ask Rod Marinelli, you know, when the Ezekiel Elliott pick was made, he could have gone with a defensive back. They could have stood up on the table and just started arguing that we need defense. But no, he said, give me Ezekiel Elliott. I need somebody like that. I need somebody to protect me from what could happen to me defensively. And so, you know, I think that coaches, you know, they understand, especially the really smart ones understand that, you know, you better have somebody that can finish. You better have somebody that can put that game away when it gets close, when it gets tight, when you have to get a third and three. You know, I mean, some days it's banging against the wall. Sean was talking about it the other day, the tough yards. You know, those are the downs and distances in games. We think about 65 plays, and it really comes down to three or four plays in a game. And whether you get those or not, they might not be spectacular plays, but when you watch the film, you see 21 do things that make you feel like, okay, we won this game today because of this play right here or this play right here. So I don't think it's trying to salt the game away too early. I just don't think they build a big enough lead. The great thing about Troy Aikman and this team back in the day was that they could build a double-digit lead on you, and then they could hang on and wear your ass out at the end of a game running the football. And I think that's something that this team wants to do at the end. But, again, we have to give this offensive coordinator a shot because we don't know what he is. That's another argument that you want to – if he's going to throw the ball 40 times a game and it doesn't work out well, then people are going to go, well, what happened to the running game? Why didn't you try and protect him and stuff? So I think we have to give this OC a chance and see where he's at. He might be exactly what analytics guys want, and he might be exactly what an old guy like me wants to be able to have that balance to run the ball.
Brian Broaddus, buyersafety.com hotline. I want to put you. I want to put your scouting hat back on because this is the Dak. I think Dak is going to get paid, and sure. I don't have an answer for this. But KT keeps bringing it up. Who else are you going to get? That's a major argument for Dak.
That's a job for everybody to kind of figure out in the spring.
Yeah,
I mean, that's KT and Jeff and I work on that for 5 years now.
Yeah, so. But that's what I want to get to. I'm going to be Jerry Jones. I'm going to sit you down and I'm going to say, all right, Brian. We're not going to pay him right now.
Sure.
And
sounds like they're not.
Sounds like they're not.
Yeah.
And what are the chances of you finding us another Dak-level player with how crazy of a gamble drafting quarterbacks is? I know you're going to make fun of yourself with your QB hits and misses.
Oh,
but
no, yeah.
That
you
plays
don't want
in.
Me in that room. But, yeah.
but that plays into it. I want the room of scouts to tell me how likely a Dak replacement is in the draft moving forward if this doesn't work out.
Well, I've said this before on this show and other shows that this is the one organization that the general manager will never get fired, whether the people like it or not. The Jones family runs this team, and much like the Halases ran and the McCaskies run the Bears for the last 100 years, you know, that's just the way it is. And so, you know, but you have to have faith in what Will McClay and the scouting staff has done overall. They've built one of the better rosters in the league. I was listening to you guys this morning when I was out on my walk talk about, you know, where you would see this team with the Rams or the Bears or however else. But, yeah, I think that, you know, this is an organization that with the general manager not going anywhere, that you can make that decision, say, okay, we're not going to pay a quarterback $30 million. We're going to go find Ryan Finley. We're going to go find Jacoby Brissett. We're going to find somebody that is a third, fourth round pick potentially, maybe even a second round pick, that could do what we ask the quarterbacks to do here. Again, we need to see what Kellen Moore's offensive attack is. I know with what I'm seeing so far, he's a big play action guy. He likes to put guys on the move. He needs an athletic quarterback. And the one thing Dak Prescott, his strength is his ability to play action and then also to play on the move, throwing the football. If you don't have a running game, that's going to hamper him because then all of a sudden people are going to not react to the play action or the fakes, and he's going to get hit in the face a lot. So with that being said, I have to find a quarterback that fits what Kellen Moore is going to try and do or the next coach who's here. And, you know, you can't just put your head in the sand and say, okay, well, we can't find quarterbacks. Yeah. There's certain things I believe in that, you know, there's certain positions I think I'm really good at. If you're asking me about a quarterback, you know, I felt like that Pat Mahomes had a chance. I know people ask me on Twitter, hey, where do you see Mahomes going? He's going in the first round. You know, I mean, that to my eye, he looked like a first-round quarterback. Now, to my eye, is he with everything that I thought? I mean, I saw him at Texas Tech play, and I'm going, my gosh, you know, this guy's incredible with the way he moves, the way he throws, the arm angles, the no-look passes, all that stuff, the way he plays the game. Yeah, you're capable of finding guys like that. You're capable of evaluating those guys. So, yeah, most teams will not change quarterbacks out regularly because they're scared to death of what could happen, because they're going to get fired if it doesn't work. This organization should never fear that. And I think that's why Stephen Jones, in fact, has even looked at this and said, you know what, play this year then on this contract. We'll tag you next year. And, you know, he's not concerned about it. You know, he's got a lot of other irons in the fire that he has to worry about. And, you know, he's potentially got to hire a new head coach if things don't work out this year.
Brian brought us here on The Fan. Where do you think Jalen Smith can get in terms of an elite player? How good is he now compared to the Notre Dame tape? And yeah, just the whole great Jalen Smith story from this week.
Notre Dame Jalen Smith was a top five player. There's no question about that. And, you know, I did a film breakdown with him this spring that if you go back and watch it on DallasCowboys.com, it really, you could see a great example of what Jalen Smith can do. The fourth down stop he made against the Houston Texans right before the half was just one example of the ability. Old drop foot Jalen Smith would not have made that play, you know, and now he's got the burst. He's got the explosiveness. He's a violent player. He's a hitter. And I think the fact that he's paired with Leighton Van Der Esch really helps him. And now throw Sean Lee on the field. When you get him on the field, it happened the other day where Sean Lee, as a Sam linebacker, takes on Lyle Collins on the edge. And now they're trying to run the toss. And here comes Leighton Van Der Esch and Jalen Smith downhill. You know, two big bodies getting to the ball for no gain. And so, you know, I feel like that, you know, as long as he has guys around him, he could continue to grow. I love the fact that with the way they're playing their linebackers now, I like the aggressiveness they're playing their linebackers with. And, you know, this guy will continue to grow. You got to give him a lot of credit. He saw an opportunity to jump in and get a deal done, you know, but let's not put it past him to say, okay, I know you guys have talked about, you know, Bobby Wagner money and CJ Mosley money. Well, don't be put it past him to maybe one day hold out again, you know, or something like that. I mean, he's figured out now what to do. Let's see what happens here in the next few years.
What did you take, and you've been in the room with him for serious conversations, what did you take from Jerry's tone the other day?
Yeah, Jerry Jones basically told you that, you know what, hey, I've got this. You know, I've earned the right to say what I'm about to say here. And I respect him for doing that. You know, Jerry Jones learned this game from Al Davis. And again, the Tolo out there is probably rolling their eyes as I say that. But Jerry Jones was befriended by Al Davis. I've never been around a man like Al Davis that loved his players more than I mean, Jerry's the same way. Loves his players. Will do anything for his players. And, you know, he's done a lot for Ezekiel Elliott. He's stuck his neck out. I mean, he was going to try and even take the commissioner down for Ezekiel Elliott. That tells you how serious this whole thing was. So you're messing with Jerry Jones in his livelihood here, you know. And he, you know, Jerry Jones, I've always found that, you know, you come to work, you do your job, he'll find a way to reward you. And, you know, I think that's the thing that's probably the most disappointing to him right now is, okay, come to work, I'll find a way to work with you. I mean, I'm a businessman, I understand this, you know, we can work together here, we can have a partnership. And, you know, but he stuck his neck out a lot for Ezekiel Elliott. And I feel like that, and I don't want to put words in his mouth because he's probably listening. I know he does. He listens. He tells me when he listens. But, yeah, this is a situation where I think that you have to sit there and, as Jerry Jones, you have to feel a little bit disappointed that, hey, I went to bat for you. You got to try and help me here a little bit.
Great stuff, Broadus. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Brian Broadus, buyersafety.com hotline from DallasCowboys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.